Advent and Christmas are seasons filled with rich symbols. We have during our Advent season here our wonderful Advent wreath here in our church, which is a beautiful tradition which reminds us to mark the passing of the Sundays of Advent as we get closer to Christmas. We light a candle each Sunday and the light continues to increase as we get closer to Christmas. We have that beautiful rose candle for next Sunday when we celebrate that Gaudete Sunday to rejoice in the midst of Advent. We also have the traditions of the Advent calendar. In my family, we always used to have a little calendar. We'd open up a window on the calendar each day of Advent as we got closer to Christmas. And somehow there was always a great fight between me and my sister to see who would get to open Christmas. So sometimes Advent can create division, too. There's also, we've got the tradition of the Jesse tree in Advent. A little tree that we can hang ornaments on to mark the passing of salvation history in the Old Testament as we prepare for the coming of Jesus, the new Messiah and King of David. And of course, we have the traditions of putting lights on our houses in the midst of the darkness to show the light of Christ coming in the world to welcome Jesus. And as we get closer to Christmas, we'll replace our Advent wreaths with the beautiful Christmas creches, our manger scenes, to celebrate the birth of Christ. There are just so many symbols, food and inviting family members over and Christmas parties. So many symbols. But I thought, I wanted to share with you today my favorite Advent symbol. You're laughing at my Advent symbol. I think it's rather beautiful. This orange construction cone here, I'll put it in the place of honor. There we go. It's kind of nice there, I think. I know what you're thinking. Why an orange construction cone for your symbol of Advent? This hated piece of plastic that gets so many profane words yelled at it as we go down the highway and discover orange blinking lights at us and we get so mad and frustrated and like, oh, construction. And we just get so mad. I don't know about you, but I tend to do that too, especially on this Gage Boulevard here, which is my kind of superhighway to Hayden High School, which I go back and forth on all the time. I remember when they first started the construction on Gage, it was like, how long is this going to go on? And this was like back in the summer, and people are like, oh, probably till November we hear. I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding. They're ripping up my road for that long? Oh, and every day I'd have to go through the construction, and just when I think I get figured out which lane I'm supposed to be in and which one's closed and which one's not, they like go and move it all around and everything gets shifted, and then there's some guy who wants to cut right in front of me to get over it because he didn't read the sign. And oh, construction can be a big mess, and no one really likes to encounter an orange cone in the road, meaning that there's construction. But if you think about it, although we don't like construction when it's happening, we tend to like the result when it's done. The other day, you noticed they took the construction away from Gage, and I thought, wow, this is kind of neat. I like to drive on the new paved side of the road, and I'm like, yeah, this is nice and smooth. I can turn into the driveways that were all closed for the last 3 months, and it's nice. Traffic can go, and it's all smooth. There are no potholes. And you know, just as I was starting to rejoice that the construction was gone, well, when you head north, they haven't done those lanes yet. And I started to think, man, when are they going to do the other lanes? They need to start some construction, fix these other lanes on the road. We like it when they're done with the construction. We notice when there's things that need to be worked on. So it's kind of a tension. Construction season is always rough because you get mad when you're there, but we kind of like it when it's done. And I thought about that. You know, it's not such a bad symbol for Advent then, this little orange construction cone. Because in our readings today, we have some talk about roads. Our gospel tells us, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths. Every valley will be filled, and the mountains and hill will be made low. Winding roads will be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Those beautiful words of the prophet Isaiah liken the coming of God in our lives as coming over a road, as it were. So as we look at the road in our life, Isaiah and John the Baptist today says, we got to get our road ready. We got to prepare. You know, whenever someone important would come to a city today, what do? Oh, we fix the place up. You know, you can think if like a town gets the Olympics or something. Well, we build a bunch of new buildings and we fix up all the roads. And when I was in Bethlehem for Christmas several years ago, they were saying how, yeah, a lot of these roads were built new because the Pope came. And when the Pope came, we fixed everything up. Well, it's similar to what John is telling us in the Gospel today. When he says, prepare the way of the Lord, Jesus is coming. We need to look at our life and say, where are the fixer-upper kind of projects in our life that we need to take care of? Are there some potholes in our life that we keep trying to steer around and we go way out of our way to try to avoid fixing in our life? You know, I noticed that sometimes on the roads, there's like this pothole that's just there. And sometimes they'll decide, oh, we don't want to really fix it. So they'll just like put rocks in the pothole. Well, that'll fix it. We'll just fill it with rocks. Well, then it snows and it ices and snows and ices. And pretty soon that little pothole is like huge. And my car like gets lost in the pothole, it seems like. You can only like put a little patch on a pothole so many times before eventually you got to scrape it all off and start over and repave. And it's difficult. And you got to close the road down sometimes to do that. Similar in our own lives. What are the little potholes that keep getting bigger and bigger and we try to pretend they're not there? And maybe we fill it with rocks and pretend it'll go away, but it just gets worse. Advent is a good time for doing the hard work of fixing our road. And sometimes that means long delays. We got to scrape off all the excess stuff and start over in a lot of ways. Put some fresh pavement down to make it smooth. Prepare the way of the Lord at Christmas. You know, that's the other thing about construction. We don't like this orange cone because when we see it, we know beyond a doubt, we don't think of the good roads that it means ahead. All we can think about is delay. Inconvenience. I'm going to have to slow down. And that's another good reason why I think this orange construction cone is a good symbol for Advent. Because our society is telling us, you got to do lots of stuff. You got to go shopping. You got to cook. You got to clean your house to get ready for the company to come over. You got to go out and buy and spend and get all kinds of things ready and put up decorations and trees and all kinds of things. Pretty soon Advent is just a stressful season. And you get to Christmas and you're like, whew, thank God Christmas is here and it's over. Well, we don't want that. Quite the opposite. We need to slow down during Advent. Be at peace. Take some time for quiet, reflection, more prayer, less busyness. So construction cone isn't so bad. You get to construction zone, you see the little guy holding the sign, slow. It's good. We need to do that during Advent. Slow down. Use caution and repair our road. Make straight what's crooked in our lives. Fill in the valleys. Level the places that are bumpy. Make the winding roads straight and smooth. You know, Father Brian is always using like little props and gimmicks and stuff in his homilies. Everybody always likes it so much. I thought, well, you know, I'd give it a try. He used like a Santa hat and candy canes the other day, and he came out with a little baby Jesus. All I could come up with was this orange construction cone. But maybe the next time that you run into a construction zone or see this little cone, you will remember to slow down and prepare the way of the Lord.